Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Halloween. Or should I say happy Halloween? No, it's not going to scare you, is it? Anyway, happy Halloween, my friends. Welcome, of course, to a very scary, it's not scary, Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And we begin today's show, of course, with the game that was dubbed El Sakiko. Not by me, of course, by others, but certainly not me. And, of course, Spurs lost, excuse me, to Manchester United. Here's all the best reaction to that game that was live on TalkSport.
And it's gone behind, no corner, because there's the full-time whistle. And listen to the boos of the Tottenham Hotspur supporters.
We are all disappointed when we expect and we believe that we are better than what we show today.
Kane's dropped deep, given the ball away, and now Manchester United have got it back again. Here's McTominay moving towards the halfway line. And Kane, let's be honest, Kane has not influenced the game.
How often have you heard that? Harry Kane being booed.
If I'm Daniel Levy now, I'm phoning Pep and saying, all right, we'll negotiate now. The 150 doesn't matter. We'll take 100. We'll take 80, 90, 100. Get him out of here because he's not interested. Don't want to be at the club. Not working for the team. Of course you drop him.
You've got a player that doesn't want to be at the club being played week in, week out when we clearly win games without him. I just don't get it.
There's nothing else you can expect. They're going to boo. So it's up to us. There's no words that's going to change the situation. Only hard work.
You're looking at a player who looks like he's trapped, he's sulking, not interested. And when the Spurs fans can boo one of their best ever players, then you know something's wrong.
You can't blame Kane, because Kane deserves to win trophies. He wanted to leave, but Levy went against it. So, you know, you would get the hump. I'd get the hump.
When you're Harry Kane, you're meant to love the club. You're meant to be Spurs through and through. Today, he didn't show that for me.
Tottenham lose again. Their seventh defeat in 17 games this season. They were booed off at half-time. The changes that Nuno made were booed as well. And they were booed off at the end and booed off when the third goal went in.
You cannot. Not with words, I told you already. Only with actions. Only with actions. And the actions are on the next Thursday and the next game on the Premier League. Only with actions. No words is going to take the anger of our fans.
Doesn't feel right. The player's body language doesn't look right if you're a Tottenham player.
It's a problem for all of us, sir. It's a problem for all of us, but we have to find solutions. This is what we are here for.
Look at what's happening in that huge raking cop of a stand, that great big wall that's supposed to be the heartbeat of Tottenham Hotspur. It is emptying like a bath that has had the plug torn out.
I don't think the buck stops with Harry. I think the buck stops with Nuno. He set the team up wrong. He's clearly lost the dressing room. The players don't want to play for him.
Listen, he was eighth choice. He's not good enough. We've been out-tacticked by Patrick Vieira, who's been managing for 3 minutes, Mikel Arteta, and tonight by Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. Okay, let's just accept he's not good enough and we have to move on.
Harry Kane, play like a player out there who was thinking, I don't want to be here. I'm not interested. And that's a club that's give you everything, a club that you're meant to love, but his legacy, it's not going to be the same now, the way he's treating these fans.
Manchester United win a Premier League game for the first time since September the 19th. Ollie is still at the wheel, and it is a roller coaster.
One of the, call it, important statements we had to make today is that Man United will always bounce back after a bad, dark day.
I bet Ollie Gunnar Solskjaer was thinking, who do you want to play when you need a result? Spurs. Happy days. Let's play. That's a perfect team. Soft. perfect night for Ole Gunnar Solskjaer.
To be honest, I don't listen to you lot. I don't read, I don't watch too much. So, you know, but the pressure you put in yourself when you lose a game of football, that's in this job, is the worst feeling.
Basically, for me, this is just prolonging what's going to happen. You know what I mean? Ole's going to leave Manchester United, but you've got to give him a credit for getting a result today.
Now, it was... sorry, I shouldn't laugh. That's so unprofessional of me. Oh, I hope they don't leave this in. It's so unprofessional. Stop laughing. Be professional. Oh, it was a horror show for Man City. They lost 2-0 at home to Crystal Palace. Whilst Burnley and Southampton got a Halloween gift. Stop doing the Halloween gags. Okay. Of their own, with their first wins of the season. As in Halloween gifts of their own. I sort of made a little joke up after the word Halloween and before the word gift. I don't know if that came across that joke. But anyway, it's there now. Here's the best of the rest of the Premier League reaction on TalkSport.
Well, it may seem a little early in the season to be talking about the race for fourth place. Leicester City and Arsenal are neck and neck in that race. The winner of this game will go up to fifth this afternoon. Saka looks inside. Lacazette with a real chance. Breaks the challenge of Evans. Away by Thomas. In by Smith-Rowe. And Arsenal lead by 2-0.
When you have European football, it was easy to get up for one game a week. But when you have midweek games and cup games and European games and another big game at the weekend, that's a challenge, especially for young players.
Aaron's save us with 1 minute to go before half time and a real moment of quality as well, and today he saw us in two or three moments in the game when we needed that.
Salah down the right hand side of the box, checks in field, rolls it back to Henderson. What a start for Liverpool, a goal up in 3 minutes, and it's the skipper Jordan Henderson.
Watford 0, Southampton 1, a beauty of a delivery from Che Adams right into the right hand corner.
Maxwell Cornet has now got his goal, and this one is an absolute peach. 36 minutes gone and it's Burnley 3, Brentford 0.
Jorginho waits on the spot, comes forward now on his right foot and sticks it straight down the middle. He applauds the fans behind the goal. Chelsea are staying top, it's Newcastle 0, Chelsea 3.
We wanted to keep the level up of intensity, and I think the performance overall was very good, but the performance off the ball was outstanding today, and that was the key.
It's Manchester City 0, Crystal Palace 2. They worked it down the left-hand side to Wilf Zaha. They thought the opportunity had gone, but they stick it in the back of the net now, made it 2-0. Lallana playing it into Trossard. Trossard ready, keeper. It's 2-2. Leandro Trossard equalises for Brighton over Albion.
Don't want to take anything away from them, but we could have caused them much more problems than we did. Today, unfortunately, they finished their situations off. So, but they don't do all the time, but today they did it, and that's why it's a 2-2.
You know, I think the Liverpool supporters here, they're very knowledgeable. They know they was in a game, and they know that we played well, and that says it all, really. We're delighted with, like I said, delighted with the point, but even more so with the performance.
McTominay forward to Matic again, and now he does slide in Rashford, who's onside, and he's charging into the area. Right-footed, finishes it into the bottom corner. Marcus Rashford smashes it home after it bounces back out to celebrate. There's the full-time whistle, and listen to the boos of the Tottenham Hotspur supporters. It's finished at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. Tottenham Hotspur 0, Manchester United 3.
Elsewhere, Arsenal extended their unbeaten run to 7 games. Ooh, we're going to win the league with a 2-0 win over Leicester to kickstart game day. Aaron Ramsdale put in a man-of-the-match performance for the Gunners, and here's the Arsenal goalkeeper, his manager Mikel Arteta, and the former Man City winger Trevor Sinclair, who believes he's now a future England number one. What, Mikel Arteta? I don't think so.
Shot from range from Iheanacho, and the first real danger for Aaron Ramsdale's goal, and he did get a fingertip on it and divert it behind.
If he's got a touch to that, it's a superb save by Ramsdale.
Top performance, and it sets up a good weekend for us and the fans.
James Maddison takes it, it's a good one, brilliant save, turned in, is it? No, it's on the line. Evans couldn't quite smuggle it over the line, and there was a clearance from on the line by Thomas Partey, but before that, an astonishing save by Aaron Ramsdale.
Wow, 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 you're not going to see many better saves this season. That deserved to go in the net. What a save that is.
Thankfully he's gone over the wall, which means he's had to take pace off the ball, and from then on it's just sort of reaction, explosion. If you get there, you get there. If you don't, you sort of clap your hands and say great free kick. managed to get a glove onto it. I've not seen a replay, but thankfully the rebound didn't go in and we managed to clear it.
He's playing really well, with showing a lot of character and personality and real moments of quality as well. And today he saw us in two or three moments in the game when we needed that.
He's come into Arsenal, proved a lot of people wrong, myself included, and I'm excited for his future.
But here they come again, and Thomas is in again, and another brilliant save by Ramsdale. That was outstanding.
And just to think, me and you didn't think Aaron Ramsdale was that good.
About your performance today, you did all right?
Yeah. It felt like one of them days where I just wasn't going to get beat.
Once the pressure was on, he got a glimpse into what the goalkeeper was all about. And I think we've just seen a glimpse into his future, because he has got a big future and I'm quite sure he'll play for England.
Those are London voices you can hear inside the King Power, because Michael Oliver has blown the final whistle of another good day for ever-improving Arsenal.
We go game by game, focus on all the things that we're doing right. Don't lose them, because you always have to have sight of what is happening for the team to improve and try not to lose those elements.
When you have European football, it's easy to get up for one game a week. But when you have midweek games and cup games and European games and another big game at the weekend, that's a challenge.
Overall, really pleased, because it's a tough place to come here against a top team.
The two goals we're disappointed with, even at that. No, because we concede from the corner. But initially, I think if Michael does his job like he did for Arsenal in the second half, then we don't concede the first corner that leads to the second one.
Moving on to cricket now. And England thrash Australia to make it 3 wins from 3 to start their T20 World Cup campaign. Here's the reaction from the England camp and former England fast bowler Steve Harmy-Harmison on the Following On podcast.
Comfortable victory for England after beating Australia by 8 wickets, and with an incredible 50 balls left in the innings, chasing 126. Josh Butler top scored with 71 from just 32 balls. Incredible ball striking from the England opener. England have 3 wins from 3 after beating Australia by 8 wickets.
Yeah, that's pretty convincing win. Obviously starting the tournament as well as we did in the first two games. Not easy games. But I thought the guys played really well.
I think bowling the West Indies out for 55 on game one sent a message around to the world of cricket that England have turned up with their ear game from the start. I think a lot of teams now look at England and they're nearly beaten before the game starts.
Brutal ball striking in the power play, finishing 71 from 32, 50 balls remaining. That was Butler at his best, wasn't it?
How good was that, man? Fantastic.
He's obviously one of the best players in the world. And when he comes off like today, it's very difficult to stop him.
I backed this kid to hit the most sixes in the tournament. I backed him to score the most runs in the tournament. And I backed him to be player of the tournament. That's how highly regarded I feel about Josh Butler in 2020.
He's one of the best players in the world, but yet he's still trying to improve his game and get better against every single bowler that he faces.
It must have been like re-engineering for Josh Butler. Sit the machine on at 90 mile an hour and try and smack it out of the park. Josh Butler's just faced the bowling machine for 40 minutes. That's all. It's simple as that.
In a World Cup game as well, right? In a World Cup game against Australia.
Obviously, captaincy's only reflected on performance of the players within the side. We've had a really good run of it so far.
Morgan, captaincy, you never, ever question him. He's the master.
Moving forward, it's always a matter of looking at ourselves and testing ourselves to try and continue to get better, as opposed to looking at opposition.
I just thought England are a well-oiled machine, and it was a perfect performance.
Elsewhere, rugby's Autumn Nations series began with 2 live and exclusive games of Scotland, Tonga, see what I did there, and New Zealand whipped Wales, see what I did there. Here's how it all sounded on TalkSport 2.
The first of 4 autumn tests for Scotland gets underway, all 4 at Murrayfield. And off we go, deflecting off the hands of Ritchie. Comes back towards McLean, and McLean just bundles his way over. Hesitation in the Tongan defence. 7 minutes on the clock. Rufus McLean now a one-on-one situation. Oh, he just sidesteps 1-2 players and over for another try. Ali Price on towards Kinghorn, taken on again by the outside centre. And Scotland are going to be in this time. Kyle Steyn receiving the pass from Tuipulotu, his Glasgow teammate. And Scotland have a third try. Scotland have they managed to work their way across the referee. Nick Berry raises the arm and signals the try is good. Pierre Schumann, he's the man receiving the congratulations. Ali Price now takes the ball on. Kyle Steyn cuts a line towards the try line. And Kyle Steyn is in.
He picked a perfect line, a diagonal line. Oh. The Tonga defence at sixes and sevens, and it was an absolute gift here for Kyle Steen. Such hesitancy in the Tonga defence, it looked too simple. Scotland now beginning to get a little bit of forward momentum, places in there, just trying to steer Turner towards the line, and Turner is over for the try. Through goes Kyle Steen to touchdown underneath the post for try number four, making a little bit of history, and almost the entire Scotland team are now celebrating with Kyle Steen, and the referee puts whistle to mouth and blows for full time, and Scotland emphatic winners in the end by 60 points to 14.
He blows his whistle and Gareth Anscombe gets us up and running in Cardiff. Rowland in the lineup for Ryan Elias. It's straight off the top from Alan Jones, intercepted in midfield, and New Zealand are going to go in for the try, and Bowden Barrett goes under the crossbar and puts the ball down.
It's a Barrett fest as far as New Zealand are concerned. Alan Wynne-Jones is 149. Wales cap has ended after 19 minutes.
Pick and go by Ardie Surveyor, gets the ball out of the tackle and gets the ball away, and TJ Perenara will score the try, the second of the afternoon for New Zealand. He skipped it over through from the 22. It's going to bounce in goal. Who's going to get it? Will Jordan will, and Will Jordan will score. Here it's Bruce Priestland dabbing it through. Who's got the loose ball? Johnny Williams has it, and Wales have the first try of the afternoon.
God, not allowing New Zealand the easy footer.
Well, Dota Papali'i has just gone straight through the line out and scores. George North couldn't even finish the sentence in time. Oh, brilliant basketball! Ardie Surveyor to Reese, and Stephen Reese will score an absolute worldie.
Here come Wales from a scrum in their own half. They're going to come down the
right-hand side, but Bodo Barrett intercepts, and he's going to head off for the corner. Can Aaron Wainwright get across and make the tackle? No, he can't. Bodo Barrett blows kisses to the crowd, and New Zealand raise their bat for 50.
That's it for another podcast, the thingamajig. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts from. I don't really care. One thing I do care about is that you hit that subscribe button. I'm back tomorrow night, that being Monday, on one of my shows, Andy Goldstein Sports Bar from 10 p.m, alongside the Fun Boy, taking your calls on all of the above and more. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first thing in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a great day. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.